hey, Friday, it sounded like you weren't sure whether or not you were able to go. And then how surprised were you that you could go and that you were able to play all game and as well as you did?
I wasn't surprised that I could go. So to say, it was just one of those things where, you know, I was making sure I was being overcautious of it. I didn't want to re-injure it during, throughout the course of the week. And so, you know, Sunday I felt good coming up. I took care of my body, getting the extra massages, and, you know, it actually helped to get off my, not to run as much throughout the week. But, you know, when Sunday came around, I felt good, and, you know, it was just one of those regular Sundays. Me just flying around trying to make some plays.
Hey, DeQuell, talk about how the defense as a whole has it really improved the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was just, just lining guys up and not putting too much on the guy and letting the guy go out and make a play. I mean, it's simple. It's just, we're not doing anything fancy. It's just everything that we've been practicing from, OTAs and training camp. It's now it's starting to finally show dividends. You know, last week we, played well as a defense. I believe we created 7 3-and-outs. Just something that we have to build on, and this week, you know, we didn't give up a touchdown. That's always good as a defense. But at the same time, we always got to, we can't take a step back at this point. We finally got a win for this season. You know, dating back to last season, I can't remember last time we won, so it was good to finally get that monkey off our back and just look forward to next week.
Hey, DeQuell, Smear, hey. I wanted to ask you about there is talk that James Davis did not have pads on a couple weeks ago, was hit by a linebacker that had pads on. Were you there? Did you see it? Did this really happen? Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, it's tough, man. Guys, you know, we get hurt all the time throughout practice. So, you know, I wasn't there to see it. But, I don't know exactly what happened when he got hurt, but I know we was at practice and, you know, he came in. It's unfortunate that it happened to him. You know, the youngster was rolling. He was finally starting to catch his stride. And for this to happen, you know, I don't know the details. That sounds crazy to me that, you know, something like that would be reported. But, I wasn't there, and that's all I can really comment on it.
So do you think there's a chance that it didn't really happen like that, where a linebacker in pads hit James when he wasn't in pads?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. You know, guys get hurt all the time, and something like that to happen, and that's just, that wouldn't be fair to him. But, you know, I know coaches going to address that, and, you know, I'm going to say anything to overstep his boundaries, and I'm sure he's going to address you guys later and the proper people.
But just to be clear, and I don't mean to keep pushing you on this, I mean,
yeah,
something like that would never be something that a coach, you know, would ever allow you guys to do in practice. If it happened, it had to be some kind of a, like I said, I know you don't know if it happened like that,
yeah,
but if it did happen, it would have been some type of grave mistake, wouldn't it have been?
That's just, you know, I don't want to, it's like, you know, when we out there, we either in full pads or everybody gets the dress of the day. And I'm sure a guy's not going to go out there with not the right pads on it, you know, because we can get fined for that. You know, that's one of our team rules. And, you know, I just want to leave it at that. I don't want to press it too much. But, you know, guys get hurt all the time. And you know, for this to come out, you know, it's not at the good time. You know, we finally got our win, and we try to, you know, avoid any distractions if we can.
Hey, DeQuell, do you feel like you're playing better by the week, personally?
Yeah, you know what? I'm finally starting to catch my groove, you know, after that second game. You know, it happens like that. You know, you don't start off the gate rolling. You know, you got to get that, you know, you practice all the time and you get used to that speed and doing things. And when those bullets are flying, it's a whole different type of tempo. You know, the way you do things, the way you wake up, the sleep you get. You know, I'm a big fan of doing exactly the same thing I did the night before as I did, you know, the previous week. But, you know, yeah, I can say, I mean, all of us are, you know, it's showing as a group. We're able to move the ball, able to stop some people, and it's finally, you know, these playmakers are finally starting to show up.
DeQuell, one more quick thing about your being hurt. I mean, did it I mean, like yesterday, Jamal said he kind of felt, didn't feel so hot before the game, but then he got warmed up and got rolling. Was that kind of similar for you, or were you fine from the get-go?
Once I warmed up, you know, because I hadn't been full speed in 3 days, and that was a big concern of mine. So the morning of the game, I got down there early, worked out, I felt good. But then that was an all-go. But, you know, once that whistle blew, you know, it was always a – so it was in the back of my head, you know, for the first couple of plays. And once I was able to go full speed, you know, that was the last thing I thought about it. And, you know, the day I'm here, I feel good. I got, treatment. And, you know, hopefully I just keep the right treatment so I won't have a reoccurrence.
Hey, DeQuell, talk about the offense, how that I'm sure has indirectly helped the defense. It's, you guys aren't out there 40 minutes a game anymore.
No. D.A. brought us that spark. I mean, he can, D.A. can make every throw on that field. It's good knowing as a defensive player, you don't have to, that your offense, if you get them opportunity to get out there on that field more than enough times, they'll be able to move the ball and create some points. Yeah, Sunday wasn't pretty, but, a win is a win, and I can tell you that from the heart. You know, we played those tough games last week. You know, we scored a bunch of points, and we lose by three. You know, this week here, we kicked two field goals, and we win by three. So however it comes about, I'll take it, and it's always a good feeling knowing your offense can move the ball.